Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Inflation is on the rise, as are interest rates. And as the economy continues to rebound, though, the Federal Reserve doesn't seem to be too concerned. Yet. What say our next guest? Joey Von Nessen is chief economist at the Darla-Moore School of Business, and he joins us by phone now from his office at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Joey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be with you.
So are you concerned about inflation and interest rates on the rise?
Well, right now, most of the data suggests that the inflation that we're seeing is largely transitory, meaning that it's the result of this rapid increase in demand that we've experienced over the last several months as the economy rebounds and the service sector rebounds especially. And anytime you see a rapid increase in demand, you're going to see price increases. And so right now, because most of the increase in demand is coming from sectors of the economy that were shut down, it looks as if this is temporary, meaning that it will level off. And the other thing I think it's important for listeners to keep in mind is that much of what we're seeing right now and experiencing, everything from these increases in demand to the supply shortages and the labor shortages, is largely due to this economic whiplash that we've been seeing with the economy contracting in 2020, rebounding in 2021. And many of these factors are growing pains of getting back to a post-COVID economy.
All right. So what about the unemployment situation? As more and more workers return to work, employers are finding they're having to pay more than they were paying before, in the service sector particularly. So that could lead to maybe some more serious inflation, possibly?
Exactly. Right now, we are seeing labor shortages across the board, especially in the service sector and leisure and hospitality. And we're seeing some spikes in wage rates as employers look to attract them back into the workforce. Largely, it's concentrated in the leisure and hospitality sector right now. But yes, if that permeates more of the economy and we see faster wage growth across the board because of a sustained labor shortage, then that could lead to higher overall rates of inflation that stay with us. And that really is the biggest concern for recovery in the second half of the year, is that we do see a labor shortage that persists, that forces wages to go up, which in turn raises the overall price level. So we'll see what happens, especially as the extended unemployment benefits expire, which should incentivize more workers to come back into the labor force. And also when students go back to school in the fall, and many parents who have been staying out of the labor force to care for children, they then have an opportunity to go back to work as well.
And one of the inflationary items that was often pointed to in the beginning, in the early stages, and I guess this even went back to pre-pandemic with the trade wars, and that's lumber prices going up through the roof, which continued and continued and continued, but it looks like they're dropping now.
They have been settling down a bit, yes, but you're right. They have seen extraordinary increases over the last year. That's in part due to the very high housing demand that we have seen. And that is more generally a reflection of one of these changes that we've seen in the last year, what we call the substitution effect, where the American consumer has moved from purchasing services to purchasing more goods because the service sector had largely been shut down. So rather than going out to eat or getting on an airplane, consumers have been more likely to do repairs to their house or buy a new house or buy a car. So we're seeing durable goods, especially with this major increase in demand. And now that the service sector is opening back up, we expect for that substitution effect to work in reverse. We should see a reversion back to those pre-pandemic spending norms over the next several months.
And so it sounds like you feel pretty good about our state's economy for the rest of this year?
Yes, we are very optimistic for the second half of the year. The recovery is going well so far. I think the biggest real threat is that persistently high inflation that we talked about. If we do see inflation that stays significantly above 3% for the foreseeable future, especially core inflation, which is what the Federal Reserve uses as their benchmark, if that stays above 3%, then that means that they are more likely to raise interest rates sooner rather than later, and that could derail some of the momentum that we've been building all year.
Well, Joey, as always, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Joey Von Nessen is the chief economist at the Darla Moore School of Business, and he spoke to us by phone from his office at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can keep up with what Joey's doing and reporting on. And that will be at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.